Today's daf is Chulin Daf Pei Gimel, and we are at the third wide line of Daf Pei Gimel Amid Aleph. So the last Amid in Perek Oysev Esperes, up to Mishnah Marbah, Prakim Vashana. There are four times a year. If somebody sells his friend a behemoth, he has to notify him, Ima Macharti Lishchoit, or Bita Macharti Lishchoit. So what happens if you're a Meicher behemoth? You sell to Reuven an animal. Now Shimon comes looking at your animals and he says, I like this one. The problem is you just sold this animal's mother. You have to be concerned that both Loikhim are going to shech the two animals on the same day. Thus, by you selling them the animals, you're being machshel them in the loisaseh of or do you not have to be concerned? What do I have to worry? Maybe they're going to shecht it on different days. How do I know that they're going to be over the Isser? So the question is, as it relates to this Isser of Lifnei Ivel Sita in Michshol, is there something that I need to be concerned about or not? So says the Mishnah, ordinarily it's not something you have to worry about. Stating that there are four times a year where you would have to notify a buyer, you'd have to tell him, listen, I'll sell the animal to you, but I want you to know that I already sold this animal's mother. I already sold this animal's child. Elohim, what are these four times? Erev Yontav Achron Shel Chag. Erev, the last day of Sukkot, also known as Erev Shmini Atzeres. Ve'erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, and Erev, the first day, Pesach, Ve'erev Atzeres, Erev Shavuos, Ve'erev Rosh Hashanah, and Erev Rosh Hashanah. Kedivrei Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Rabbi Yosef Aglili added, he said, Af Erev Yom HaKippur in Begalil. Also, Erev Yom Kippur in the Galil. Pasha Pshat, these were days, Rashi says, Shahayu Marbim B'Simcha, where people were very Marbim B'Simcha. As a result, people would buy a lot of meat. If they bought a lot of meat, then you have to be concerned that it makes sense. If on Erev Yontif, somebody is in the supermarket, he's probably buying food for Yontif. So in this case, if you're buying an animal, Erev Yontif, presumably the person's going to shech the animal on that day. Thus, it's in these four times, or five, according to Beis Aglili, where people were marbe b'simcha, thus they were marbe b'basar, they had to assume that the person's going to shech it this day. Otherwise, you don't have to be concerned, and you're not obligated as the meicher to tell the lekeach anything. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Emasai b'sman she'in lei revach." This is only true if there's no time between, meaning both people or both animals were sold on the same day. Aval yesh le'revach, Rashi says that what happens if you sold the mother yesterday, then you don't have to notify the lekeach who's buying the child on Erev Yontif that I want you to know I already sold the mother yesterday. The reason is because you could assume that if you sold the mother yesterday, maybe the shechita happened yesterday. Maybe the shechita isn't going to take place today. The only time you have to worry about this is if there's a real umdana that both animals are going to be slaughtered on the same day. But if there's no real umdana that both animals are going to be slaughtered on the same day, even though you know both animals are probably being slaughtered for Yontif, but being that I sold one yesterday, I could assume that it happened yesterday. And Oysev es Benoy is Leisa Shechat to be a Mechad. And as long as it's not the same day, you don't have to worry. Maidu, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Maidu, Rabbi Yehuda, say, Im L'chasim es Abbas L'kala, that in the event that a chasim and the kala, they both came together, they went shopping in the same store, they're buying animals, so there should be meat for the chasina. So apparently they chipped in on some level, so the chasin's buying, and the kala's buying 50-50, so the halach is, Shetzarech Lahidia. Over there, you would have to notify them. The reason is biyadua, because it's clear that they're both shechting it on the same day. Because they're obviously both shechting it for the chasana. So we assume that they're probably going to leave it around at the end of the day. So even if one bought it yesterday, the other one bought it today, presumably both shechtes are going to take place at the same day. Thus, if you don't notify them, you're being machshel them in the islif neivra. You know, we've spoken out many times, the Chasam Sofer and Yeridei Yotes and other achroinim say this yisoid as well. The Tzitz Eliezer said it in his tshuva about abortion that we spoke about a few weeks ago, and that is that the only time there's an issur lifnei iver is if it's batuach, it's 100% that an issur is going to take place. As long as there's a little bit of wiggle room that maybe there's not going to be an issur, you don't have to be concerned. But if there's for sure that both are going to shecht it the same day, you as a meicher have an obligation to make sure that you notify the buyer so that they do not do an avera. That's the lashon biyodua. Where it's yodua, where we know for sure, sheshneim sheichtem yeim echad, that's where it's a problem. Barba prakim elu, these same 4 days, again, Erev Shmini Atzeres, Erev the first day Pesach, Erev Shavuos, and Erev Rosh Hashanah, mashchiten es ha-tabach bal karchai. The halach is that if somebody gave money to a tabach, he gave money to a butcher, so this person owns the animals and he shechts the animals. That's what he does for a living. That's how he makes his parnasa. So the halach is that if I give money to the sheichet, I can't necessarily demand that the sheichet give me the meat that I paid for today. So there was some protocol. You're allowed to, I guess, wait as the meicher until you sell enough of the meat. Then you'll shecht the animal and you'll start distributing all the meat of the animal to all the people that paid for it. Stating that, there are four times a year where the loikech has a right to go over to the meicher and say, listen, I need the meat today. You can't give it to me in 2 weeks from now. I bought it. I paid for it. It was understood that I was buying it for a day like today, and even if the meicher has this huge animal that right now he doesn't have loikim for, but if this yid paid him a few dollars for a little bit of meat, he has an obligation to shecht this big animal, even if he may incur a loss as a result of it, to give the person the meat that he paid for it. It's dafka on these 4 days. Even if the ox is worth 1,000 dinar, so he only has a very small percentage of this animal accounted for as far as the meat that he sold. Doesn't matter. We force him to sell. Lefichach, being that we force the meicher to shech this animal to give to the loikeach, the halach is, in mace, if the animal dies, the loikeach is the one that ends up losing out. Because if we're going to force the meicher to give the meat to the loikeach, then on some level we look at the meat as already belonging to the loikeach. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. And therefore, if an oinus or so happens, the loss isn't to the meicher, even though it's in the meicher's possession. But rather, the loss is going to be to the loikeach. The rest of the year, the loikeach doesn't have a right to force the meicher to shecht the animal to distribute the meat to him. Lefichach, the rest of the year, in mace lemeicher, being that you can't force the meicher, we look at it as being in the possession of the meicher, so if any loss happened to the animal, the meicher is the one that has to incur the loss. Either way, the first halacha of the Mishnah was, barba, prakim, bashana, there are 4 times a year, 4 days, that a meicher who sells an animal, and he knows that on that same day, he already sold either the mother or the child, would have to notify the lekeach that ima macharti lishchait or bita macharti lishchait. The reason is because it's yodua that both buyers are going to shecht on that day. If two people, even though they're two different people, shecht a mother and a child on the same day, they're over the yisr, the second one is over the yisr of oisay ves benoy, you as a meicher have an obligation to make sure that the person that buys this animal from you does not violate this issur. Says the Gemara Tana, in the event that you buy an animal on Erev Shmini Atzeres, and the meicher didn't notify you of anything of this sort, he didn't say ima macharti or bita macharti, you have a right to go ahead, you can check it, meaning you don't have to stop being paranoid and do your own inspections. You can base it 100% on what the meicher does or does not tell you. If he tells you he sold the mother, you know he sold the mother. If he doesn't tell you he sold the mother, his shtik is kahida, you have a right to believe him. So by him not telling you that he sold the mother, that gives you a right to assume he didn't. Thus you can check the Mishnah. And Mishnah gave an example where you have to be worried, and that is that if you sold the mother animal to the chaslan and the daughter, the calf, to the kala, so there you need to notify in the event that that's going to happen, because for sure the chasen and the kala are going to be shechting their respective animals on the same day. So Mara makes a diak. Lomeli the misni has the aim lechasen v'sabas lekala. Is that dafka? You mentioned the mother to the chasen and the daughter to the kala, and the reverse order. You wouldn't have the same halacha. So Mara says, of course you would. But milsa agav orche kamashmon the erech har lemitzruch bechasen atfemi bechalasi. You see from here that the chasen should contribute more to the chasen than the kala, and as a result, the aim, which is the bigger animal that the chassan's going to buy, the child, which is the smaller one, that the kala is going to buy. So the continued, and the Mishnah said that another unique halach as it relates to these 4 times a year, and that is that if somebody gave money, made a deposit with a meicher, he said, this money is going to be for meat that I would like you to sell to me. So ordinarily, you can't force the meicher to give you the meat. Stating that, you do have a right to force him. Then the Mishnah said a chiddush. Being that the loikeach could force the meicher on Erev Shmini Atzeres, let's say, to give him meat, if something would happen to the animal on Erev Shmini Atzeres, the animal died all of a sudden, now it's an avela, and there's a tremendous hefsid mammon, the loikeach would lose his money. He can't come back and say now, oh, give me my money back, it's not mine, it was in your reshus. Being that I had an obligation to give you the meat, it's viewed as if it's already yours. Right? The Gemara, the obvious question. At the end of the day, it doesn't belong to the loikeach. It belongs to the meicher. It's true that we can force, for whatever reason, the meicher to give the meat to the loikeach, but forcing him to give it to the loikeach doesn't make it the loikeach's. At the end of the day, it doesn't belong to the loikeach. When would it become the loikeach's? If he made a kinyan. How do you make a kinyan on metaltalin? Meshicha. So frag the Gemara, but like Mashach, you didn't do Meshicha. If you didn't do Meshicha, like Keach, then it doesn't belong to like Keach. So there could be a rabbinic Kenas, where we impose upon the meicher something, you know, very cruel, where you have to sell this very expensive, you're going to have to shecht an expensive animal, which can come at a tremendous hefsin moment to give this yid his diner's worth of meat. That's very nice, but it doesn't make it to Lekeach. So if it doesn't make it to Lekeach, it's not to Lekeach until he actually did a Meshicha. So how you talking, the halach is that if something happens to the animal, the Lekeach is the one that incurs the loss. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Rav Huna said, I heard a teretz from Rav. He said, Kishon Mashach, the Mishnah is talking about, we did do Meshicha. If you did Meshicha, how are you going to read the Sefer? The Sefer said that the rest of the year, in Meis Lemoicher, the halacha is that during these 4 times where you can force the Meicher to give you the meat, so there, if the animal dies, Meis Lekech. The rest of the year where you can't force the Meicher to give you the meat, if it dies, it dies Lemoicher. If you did Meshicha, then it belongs to Lekech. So if the Lekech did Meshicha, punkt happens to be in the possession of the Meicher right now. But if he did Meshicha, then why is it Meis Lemoicher? It should also be Meis Lekech. It's talking about where the Meicher appointed a Shliach on behalf of the Lekech without the knowledge of the Lekech to be Zoicha in this meat on behalf of the Lekech. What's the halacha? Barba prakim elu, during these 4 times a year, this chusulai, where it's a chus for the Lekech to have the meat, because he's going to be marbe besuda, he needs the meat during these 4 times of year. Zochen la'adam shloi b'fana. It's considered a schos. And being that it's considered a schos, zochen la'adam shloi b'fana, this shliach that the meicher appointed on behalf of the lekeach is a valid shliach for the lekeach. What do you mean? The lekeach never appointed him. That's the halach of zochen la'adam shloi b'fana. And it's a schos for him. Thus, even though the Lekeach never did the Meshicha, but this Shliach did the Meshicha al yidei zochen la'adam shaloi b'fanav on behalf of the Lekeach. That's why if something happens to it, it's Meis Lekeach. But the rest of the year, we can't assume for sure that it's a schus for the Lekeach to have the meat. Maybe he doesn't want the meat right now. Thus, we deem it a chayv, em chavon la'adam shaloi b'fanav. Therefore, the Shlichas does not go into effect, because the only time you can make a Shliach for somebody else without his knowledge is if it's a schus. But Meshayim Meis Hashan, it isn't a schus. We look at it as a chayv. It falls under the category of in chavon la'adam ela b'fanav. Thus, the halacha is going to be that in meis lemoicher, because at the end of the day, the lekeach never did meshicha. If he never did meshicha, it's not going to be his. Either way, the first teretz of the Gemara is where he did meshicha. Again, if the animal dies during these 4 days, meis lekeach. Why? Because he did meshicha. If he did meshicha, he didn't send a sefer. It means that the meicher appointed a shliach to do meshicha on behalf of the lekeach. During those 4 days, it's a schos, zochel adam shloi b'fanav, v'vas, you have a meshicha, therefore a meis lekeach, b'shayi meis hashan, it's considered a chayv, in chavon adam ela b'fanav. Rav Lazim, Rav Yechon, Lazim, and then Rav Yechon, a different teretz. Barba, prokem, elu, during these 4 times a year, hamidu chachamim, devreim al din teira. The chachamim went back to the original din day rice. What's the din day rice? It's Rav Yechon, l'shitasai. I'm Rav Yechon, on perek hazofim, dvar teira mois kindness. Midai rice, so the way you kind of metalton is with money. Why did the Chachamim say that you can only be kind of metalton with Meshicha? Because they were worried that if Reuven's buying something from Shimon, he gives him money, and you're saying that Mois kindness, the Kinyan, the Mecher, goes into effect merely by the buyer giving the seller money. So even though the Chitim, for example, it's just an example, that the Mecher sold is still in the attic of the Mecher, but if the Lekech paid for it, so it belongs to the Lekech. What happens if there's a fire now in the house? So it's Yitachin that the Mecher won't be so incentivized to climb upstairs and take down the Chitim to save it on behalf of the Lekech. If it's still the Mecher, he'll do it. If it's the Lekech, it's not. So the Chachamim made a takana, Gzeir Shema Yoimar Loi Nisrafu Chitecha Ba'aliyah, meaning it's really going to play out. So they said that Mois shouldn't be kind, but Midai Reis and Mois is kind. Being that Midai Reis and Mois is kindness, said Rabbi Yochanan, during these 4 times a year, we say that we're going to be very machmer for the Meicher. We're going to tell the Meicher, you have to shech the animal, even at a loss, to give the Lekeach the meat that he paid for, but at the same time, we're going to throw him a bone. At the same time, we're going to be machmer for the Lekeach as well. And we're going to tell the Lekeach that even though you paid for it, and ordinarily Mois are not kind, but being that Midai Reis and Mois kindness, we're going to invoke the Dindoi Raisa which is something the Chachamim have a right to do, and they're going to say over here, Mois is going to be kindness. And again, this is all Rabbi Yechon Lashitasa, because Rabbi Yechon is the one that holds that Midday Raisa, Mois is really kindness. However, according to Rish Lakish, who throughout Shas holds Mois is not kindness, of course this wouldn't work. Either way, Rabbi Yechon Lashitasa, he said a very gishmak teretz, based on the idea of Midday Raisa, Mois being kindness. Where else do you find that we reckon in the world of Lemaisa with Dvar Torah Mois kindness? So again, if somebody buys something from somebody else, he pays for it, it's not his yet. The only time it becomes yours is if you do some sort of act in the thing itself that you're buying. Meshicha, Hagbah, Yichad, there's different types of kinyanim that you can do. But the point is, it's merely paying for something, right? You would think, from a secular perspective, for sure, that if I pay for something, it's mine. Right? Once I pay for it, I'm mine. If you pay for it, it's not yours. Terms, but you know, if you pay for it, that's in theory when you would expect something to be yours. That's true on a Torah law level with karka, but it's not true with metaltalin. When it comes to metaltalin, just because you paid for something does not make it yours. So if I paid for something, I don't have it, I can't be mekadesh an issue with it. It's not mine. I paid for it, it's very nice. That just means the person has an obligation to give it to you. But at the end of the day, you don't own something merely by paying for it. You don't own it unless you do a kinyan. The most notable and obvious and talked about kinyan in Shas is kinyan meshicha. You pull it or you slap it. That's what meshicha means. But in terms of actually owning it, you don't own it merely by paying for it. Stating that is machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. What's, is that only midrabbanan or is that even midday reis? Rabbi Yochanan said a chiddush dvar Torah mois kedus. Midday reis, you do own something when you pay for it. It's only midrabbanan. The rabbanan said that you shouldn't own it. But midday reis, yeah, Rish Lakish said no. Even midday reis, mois is not kindness. As relates to argumar, Rabbi Yochanan said if midday reis and mois is kindness, we could work with mois kindness. Another place is it's yadua that Chida and the Machne Ephraim, they both say a chiddush that being that midday raisa mois is kindness, whenever it comes to doing a mitzvah day raisa, you shouldn't merely rely on kinyan meshicha, but you should make sure that you have kinyan mois as well. So for example, dalad minim. So let's say somebody buys his esrig and he buys it on credit. So he didn't pay for it yet, but he did a meshicha. So midrabanan, he was certainly kainet. But being that dvar Torah mois kainos, so says the Machne Ephraim, a chiddush, you shouldn't rely merely on meshicha, but you should pay for it, because midei raisa mois kainos. Now, the truth is that once the rabbanan say you're kainet with meshicha, hefker bezen hefker means it's yours, even on a day raisa level. That's why it's a chiddush what the Machne Ephraim is saying. But at the end of the day, as I zok the Machne Ephraim and as I zok the Chida, they say that when it comes to a mitzvah day raisa, you shouldn't merely rely on kinyan meshicha. You should do kinyan meshicha, because at the end of the day, takaras chachamim is that mois is not kainet. But being that midday raisa mois is kainos, so you have to end up doing meshicha, and you have to end up doing kinyan kesef as well. We always speak out to Bnei Yisrael. We haven't spoken to that in a little while. Who says that in Parshas Bo, Hashem said mishchu ukulochem tzoin. Mishchu ukulochem tzoin. We're referring to the tzoin shal mitzvah, the tzoin of the carbon pasach. And Hashem told the Yidden, go ahead and mishchu ukul. Mishchu, says the Bnei Yisrael, that's kinyan meshicha. That's kicha kicha mistay Ephraim. That's kinyan kesef. That being that they were going to be mekayim a mitzvah day raisa, the mitzvah of korban pesach. So you have to do saida kinyan derabanan. That's the kinyan meshicha. You also have to do dvar Torah mois kainos. That's the kinyan day raisa. So either way, even though we paskin that mois is not kainos when it comes to dini derabanan, but you see the chachamim work with it. Rabbi Yochanan in this mishnah right over here talked away in mesach tuschon dape gimel amar aleph. The machnen frames chiddush that when it comes to mitzvahs day raisa over there should be chayish for the halacha of mois kindness. But either way, so we have a little bit of a lighter omit here, we'll take advantage of it. And that is that the Mishnah said, Barba Prakim Bashana, there are four times a year, the halach is, Hamoicher Behemel Chaber Tzorch Laidia, Ima Macharti Lishchay, Bita Macharti Lishchay. What were the four times? Erev Shmini Atzeres, Erev Pesach, the first days, Erev Shavuos, and Erev Rosh Hashanah. The obvious question on the Mishnah is, why by Sukkot is it Erev Shmini Atzeres, not Erev the first day Sukkot? And why by Pesach is it Erev the first day Pesach? Exactly. And it's not Erev the last day Pesach. So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi discusses why Erev Shmini Atzeres. So Rashi, B'yom Teva Achren Shalchag, Hayu Marbin B'Simcha, Mipnei Sheregol La'atzmayhu, V'chavav Aleh. We know the Gemara says, says that Shmini Atzeres is regal b'fnei atzma, and as a result, it was a special chavivus Shmini Atzeres. I mean, it was a special chavivus, so they were more marbe b'simcha Shmini Atzeres than the first days. Maybe it was hard to do both, but the point is that you want to know why the first day sukkahs. That's what Rashi's addressing. First is the last day sukkahs. Is because Shmini Atzeres is regal b'fnei atzma, so it was chaviv aleim, and they were marbe b'simcha. This Gemara is also a Gemara in Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Hei Amud Beis. Tosfos over there says a different shot. Tosfos says that we know that the 7 days of Sukkot, they used to bring 70 karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. And the 70 karbonos were connected to the 70 nations. The 70 nations, each nation got its own carbon, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, the tremendous Meshach Chachma there. We spoke at the beginning of Masechta Shavuos, Gevaldik. But either way, on Shmini Atzeres, they brought another carbon, and that carbon wasn't for the Umayis, it was for Klal Yisrael. Says the Tosfos, being that on Sukkot, the karbonos were brought for the Umayis, as opposed to on Shmini Atzeres, it was brought for Shvil Yisrael. It's for that reason the Yidden were marbe b'simcha when it came Shmini Atzeres. Says Tosfos, the gamer karbonisha b'shmini hayu b'shvil Yisrael v'chol achag hayu makrivim k'neged oiv dekechavim. That was the reason that they were marbe b'simcha, and that's why it's Erev Yontev Achron. That's when there was the ribuy of simcha. Erev Sukkot is not as much, but Erev Shmini Atzeres, there they were much more b'simcha. I was thinking maybe Poshet, based on what's Yodua b'shem Devil Megayin, it's brought down in the Meiser Rav. It's Ois Reish Lamegimel Hagoyin Zal, referring to the Vilna Goyin. Hoyu Sameach Ma'od B'Chag HaSukkos. He was very happy on Sukkos. Ubi Yoyser B'Shmini Atzeres. Vayisa Ach Sameach, it says by Sukkos. But as happy and as besimcha as the Vilna Goyin was on Sukkos, it was B'Yoyser B'Shmini Atzeres. Ki hu Yoyser Yoyim Simcha Mikol Yimei Achag. Because it's more of a Yoyim Simcha, more so than the rest of Sukkos, Al Pisoid. So on the side, in the Likutei Agra, they bring that the Vilna Goyin in his Pirush on Mishle, on Eishes Chayo Miyimtza, so Oiz V'Hodol Levusha, V'Tishak L'Yoy Machrin, says the Vilna Goy, Oiz Hu Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur, Hodor is Sukkos, as the Pasuk says, Priyetz Hodor, V'Tishak L'Yoy Machrin Hu Shmini Atzeres, Sh'Olov Nemar V'Hoyiso Ach Sameach, Ach is the rabbis, Ach and Shalchak. So the point is that Shmini Atzeres is Vatischak Liyoy Machron. On the bottom over here, they bring from David Kayan Shlita, who said that the word Tzchaik, you find with regards to Olam Haba. Oz Yimale Tzchaik Pinu. Right, the Gemara says, Asol LaAdam Shiyimale Pid Tzchaik Ba'olam Hazeh Shenemar Oz Yimale Tzchaik Pinu. He says, that's the Oymik and Vatischak Liyoy Machron. It brings from other Goyans as well. Yoy Machron is referring to Olam Haba. Seven is Teva, Shmini is Lamayla Mana Teva. That's why Shmini Atzeres is Vatischak Liyoy Machron. This is all above my pay grade. But the point is that Shmini Atzeres is Vatischak Liyoy Machron. There's a special obligation of Simcha, and the Gro was a no Dairish Umakayim. Ha Gro, Hoyo Somech, Moy Bechagasukis, Ubi Yoysir Shmini Atzeres, Kihu Yoysir Yoyim Simcha, Mikol Yimea Chaga Piasoy. Thus, if it's a question of Erev the first day Sukkos, of Erev the last day Sukkos, it's moving why there was a Simcha Yisrael. That's this man of Atisak Liyamachr. It plays itself out in a halacha in Perak Oysev Ez Benoi. Shmak. A halacha that it's Erev Yontev Achrin Shulchak, as opposed to Erev Yontev Arishon Shulchak. But I'll tell you another aura that I saw, and this is in the spirit of Purim Kofim. Chassam Sofer, in his Chdush Chassam Sofer, right here, and this Gemara asks Akasha. He says, there's one Yontev that I think is missing from the Mishnah. And that's Purim. Reitach Sam Soiva, Hodolay Tan Purim. The Bayu Simcha. How come Purim is not mentioned? On Purim, there's a mitzvah to be with Simcha. Ain't Simcha Ela Bebasar. So the Chura, why is it that Purim is not mentioned? Says the Chassam Sofer, a Dover Nifla. He says, Yesh Loimar, Dahu Regilim Be'agolim, Veloy Be'aim, Ela Bibna. Kidamash, from Sechtes Bab Mitzia, Dafayin Chesam, it bays. What does that mean? So, Gemara in the Sechtes Bav Metzia Ayn Chesam Beis tucked away in Perek Asoicher Es HaUmnin. So it's discussing over there money that was collected by the Gabbai Tztaka. It was collected for Purim. It was collected for other reasons. And the question is, are you allowed to use it now for something else? Migvas Purim LePurim. Money that was collected for Purim needs to be used for Purim. Migvas HaIr. If it was collected for a specific city, lo isoir. The aim medaktikim bedover, you don't have to be so medaktik. Avoloikim eso agolim. But when it comes to the Gabbai Tztaka, who collected money for Purim, what should he do with the money? He should buy agolim.
by calves. V'shoichtim v'oichlin oisam. And you should eat it. V'amoyse yipol akish shol tzedakah. Zokta chesam soifer, I'm focusing on one word. V'loichin eso agolim. What's agolim? These are baby cows. These are calves. It's mashma, says the chesam soifer, that the minig was on Purim, they used to eat agolim. Otherwise, why does it say v'loichin eso agolim? V'loichin behemus. What's it have to be agolim for? Why is it v'loichin agolim? Oifis, and if it's a behemah gasa, and if it's a bigger animal, if it's 5 years old, what's wrong with that? Why does it have to be an eagle? Says the Chassam Sofer, it sounds to me from this diuk in this is unbelievable guidance that they used to eat on Purim meat, true, because ain't simcha elo bebasar, but they were medaktik to only eat a golem. If they only ate a golem, there's no oisev es benoi. Oisev es benoi is the mother and the child. They're eating the babies. So incidentally, what's an eagle? Veal. So. Right?
No veal. Trafus.
Yeah, veal, exactly. I was thinking that also. There's no trafus, right? You don't run into the sirchus issue because even the Ashkenazim that follow the kulas of the Ramah are machmer when it comes to agolim, as I stated in Ramah. But either way, they would eat veal on Purim. So being that they ate veal, they never ate the mother. Oh, if they never ate the mother, so veal is not going to be a problem. The question is why? Zokta Chassam Sofer, I don't know. V'tama lo yadana. That's his punchline. But the bottom line is Zokta Chassam Sofer, I have a dirk in a mission over here in Chulun, Dapi Gimlo, and also mentioned about the Zorah Dapi Human Base. That for some reason, Purim with Marbe B'Simcha, but there's no halach of Imam Macharti Bita Macharti. What's the pshat? He said, I think it's based on a one word diak in a Gemara above a Mitzir Ein Ches tucked away, where it's mashma that they used to buy a golem. If they ate a golem, so they never ate the mother. If they never ate the mother, then there's no problem. Stating that, says the Chassam Sofer, take a look in the Magen Avraham, Simin Tov Reish Tzadik Vav, Siv Katan Tez Vav. So the Magen Avraham over there is in the end of Hilchas Megillah, and the context over there is discussing someone that's loyalenu and oinein on Purim. And the question is he allowed to eat meat? Is he allowed to drink wine? So the Mechaber says, Yesh mi sha'oimer sha'oinen mutter bebasav yayin. Some say that it's okay for an oinen to eat bebasav yayin. Freik to Magad Avraham, tzorich yir, lom yehe mutter belayla bebasav yayin. Says, I don't understand. Like, mehecha tesi, why should it be mutter? I mean, it sounds like there's some mitzvah to eat basar. Thus, there's a svara that an oinen, even though he has to observe his aninos, but the mitzvah to eat basar is going to be doicha his halacha of aninos. Doesn't understand. He says, where do you find anywhere a mitzvah to eat basar? Says the Magen Avraham, the efshar loimar, maybe the Purim Shani, the chsiv beis simcha, the ein simcha elo bebasar. Says, maybe, because you find an idea of pi besimcha on Purim, and ain't simcha elo bebasa, maybe it's a mitzvah to eat basa. It's a mitzvah to eat basa. It's moving. Why there's an idea for an oinein to eat basa, and why it'd be okay for him to do it? Because it's a mitzvah. Meaning the Magen Avraham clearly was unsure whether there's a mitzvah to eat basa on Purim. There's a mitzvah to be besimcha, but for some reason the Magen Avraham wasn't sure if that translates into there being a mitzvah to eat basa. So then the Magen Avraham digresses a little bit. He says, just because there's a mitzvah of simcha, does that mean basa? Since Margula Bapumi the Inchi ain't Simcha Ella Babasa Vyain. It comes from a Rambam, but we know the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim that is much basic to show you came in Simcha Ella Babasa Shlomim. But Achshav, Shem Yisam Mikdash came in Simcha Ella Vyain. And the Beis Yosef says a Matmiya on the Rambam that the Rambam brings Basa Vyain. So the Magen Avraham brings this raid over here, meaning even if there's a mitzvah of Simcha, who said there's a mitzvah of Basa? Maybe there's only a mitzvah of Yain. But either way, the Magen Avraham seemed to be unsure. What the Chassam Sofer seems to be saying though is that I have a raya. A Gemara of Mitzia, Daf Ayin Ches, that I see two things. Number one, the Magen Avraham wasn't sure in Tov Reish Tzadik Vav where there's a mitzvah to eat basar on Purim. I think from that Gemara you see there is a mitzvah to eat basar. Number two, as it relates to what kind of basar, it sounds like they used to eat veal. They used to eat agolim. If that's the case, it'd be very geschmack why it's not mentioned in this mission over here on that pei gimel amid aleph. Either way, it's up to Mishnah Vayter. Yoim echad ha'amur ba'oisei ves benoi. So the Mishnah says v'shoir oisei ves benoi loisishchatu b'yoim echad. What does yoim echad mean? But Ois says the Mishnah. Yoim echad amur ba'oisei ves benoi. Yoim hilach achra laylo. The day follows the night. Meaning it's not 24 hours be'es la'es, but it's a night and a day. It's a Jewish day. Zu as zu darash Rav Shimon ben Zayma. Says the Mishnah, you said this drasha, and she darash ben Zayma. This was ben Zayma. Vagodah shal Pesach chayim. Never by Ma'aseh Bereishis. We're getting into the spirit. Yeah, it says by Ma'aseh Bereishis yoim echad. Never by Ma'aseh Bereishis yoim echad. It says by Ma'aseh Bereishis.
Bereshis Vayere Vayi Boiker Yoy Mecha. And it says with regards to Oysoy Ves Benoy, Loisishchatu again, Biyoy Mecha. Not Yoy Mecha, but Maisa Bereshis Yoy Mecha Achra Laila, Prochus Tabez. Just like Maisa Bereshis, it was first Erev and then Boiker. So too, Af Yoy Mecha, the Amab Oysoy Ves Benoy, Hayoyim. Hoylech achar halayla tonu rabbonin azu dorash Rab Shimon ben Zayma. The fisher kol inyan kuli ena medaber ala bekotchin. Being that the context of the pasuk of oisiv es benoy. Is in the context of Kachem. What's the pasuk before that? The pasuk before that is the Alocha Mechus Hazman. Where is it? It's in Sefer Vayikra, in Parashas Emor, in Teiris Koyanim. Parashas Emor begins, Emor ala Kehanim. These are all mitzvahs that seem to be talking to Kehanim. Thus, there would have been a Havamina that even though the Gemara already worked out in the beginning of the parak, that Oysed as Benoy is true for Chulin as well, but maybe it follows the Kachem guidelines. So what does that mean? Ube Kachem, when it comes to Kachem, the night always follows the day. So a carbon that could be eaten for one day, it's Nechol Yoyim V'layla. Not Layla V'yoyim, it's Yoyim V'layla. Thus, Yochel Avzekein said, Ben Zoyme Gishmak. I would have thought that this is the same way. So maybe when it comes to the Halacha of Oysev Es Benoy, the Layla follows the Yoyim. Nemer Kan Yoyim Echov, and Ebbe Maise Bereshis Yoyim Echov. Not Yoyim Echov. Just like by Maisa Bereshis, it was by Erev first, by Boiker second. After Yom Echad, Amo Boisav Es Benoy, Hayoyim Hoylech, Achar HaLayla. Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe says, Yoyim Echad, you know what the Torah meant when it said, V'shoyroi seh, Oysoy Ve'es Benoy, Loisei Shchatu B'Yoyim Echad. Come teach me something else. It's not coming to teach me what Ben Zoyma said, that Yoim is hoylech achar alayla, but rather yoim echad miloshon yoim miyuchad. Yoim hamiyuchad ta'un kruz. There's one day that's miyuchad, whereas we'll see it's 4 days that are miyuchad, where you need a kruz, that it's not enough to sell an animal and assume that you won't violate this isser of Oysei Ves Benoy. But rather, you need to notify the person that you're selling to. You have to let him know that you're selling. What's that Yoyim Echad? Again, it's not one day, it's really 4 days. And these 4 days of Arba Prokim Bashana that are mentioned in the Mishnah. And on that note, Hadron Aloch Oysoy the Espinoy. So just before we begin the next Perek Kisei Adam, two Ha'aris. Number one, so the Mishnah over here mentioned that we learn from Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boiker, Yoim Echad, that the Laila, the Yoim is Hoylech Achar Laila. That when it comes to the Jewish day, Yoim Hoylech Achar Laila. But the truth is, there are many drushes that Chazal learned from, I don't know, that there are many drushes that Chazal learned from this halacha of Vayi Erev, Vayi Boiker, Yoim Echad. I just wanted to speak out a short sicha. No, it's not long. For Reb Shmuel Yankov, Sechet Tzadik Levrach, it's mentioned in his Sefer Zois Liakov, it's a Dover Nifla, we'll tie it in a little bit to Inyana Diyoyma, which is Purim Katam. We know that Rashi says in Chumash, Parshas Bereshis, Vayera Vayivoyka Yoyim Echad. Really, what it should have said was Yoyim Rishon, Yoyim Sheni, Yoyim Shlishi, Yoyim Revi, not Yoyim Echad. It should have said Yom Rishon. That would have been the grammatically correct word to use. Says Rashi, why did the Torah say Yom Echad? Lefisha hoya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yachad Baylamai. Because on that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yachad Baylamai. Shaloi Nivru HaMalachim Ad Yom Beis. Because the Malachim weren't created until the second day. The second day, they were already Malachim. But on the first day, it was Einoid Melvadai. It was v'niskav Hashem levadei. Hashem was echad be'olamai. I mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was echad be'olamai. The Torah was meramez that by saying vayi erev vayi vayke yoyim echad, that this was a day of echad. This was a day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was echad. He was a yachid be'olamai. Says Reb Shmuel Yankov, a davar niflan. This is classic. He says, there's a medrash in Bereishis Rabbah Gimel Ches. Vayi erev vayi vayke yoyim echad. Shenasan lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoyim echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Yoyim Echad. Just like there was the first day, there was Vayera Vayibayka Yoyim Echad. There's Oysoy Ves Benoy Loisishchatu B'Yoyim Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Yoyim Echad as well. And what is that? Ve'ezeh Zeh Yoyim HaKippurim. Yom Kippur is also a Yoyim Echad. Says Reb Shmuel Yankov, a Dover Nifla, he says it based on a Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says that we know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges mankind. So there's a Pamal Yeshamaila, there's Malachim, and there's a Bezdin Shamaila, there's a jury, there's a Sanhedrin, there's a whole Pamalya of angels that are involved
in the din v'cheshven that every yid has to give on Rosh Hashanah. There's an entire pamalia. Says the Pnei Yeshua, it's in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, daf tezayin amud beis, that's only on Rosh Hashanah. But when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's chal v'niska v'asham v'vadoi. There's no malach that has any koyach on Yom Kippur. He says, how do I know that? He says, it's a mefurish gemara. The gemara says that ha-satan is begematria 364. What's the cheshbon? The 365 days in the year. But there's only 364 of those days that the satan has an ability to be mekatrik. Because on one day on Yom Kippur, the satan doesn't have any koyach. Says the Pnei Yeshua, it's not just the satan. All the malachim, the entire pamalya shomayla, the entire bezin shomayla, everything is shot on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, it's the Niska of Hashem Levadi. The only koyach in the world on Yom Kippur is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, that's why different Lashonos in the Gemara, that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's Tzadikim HaNechtavim Nechtam La'al Telechayim, and the Risham La'al Telemisa, because being that there's a Pamal Yosham Milo, so it has to work with a certain surah, and there's a certain mahalach and justice system, how everything works. And the malachim control to a degree what happens, and as a result, if somebody's a Rasha, he's Nechtav Lemisa, but when it comes to Yom Kippur, then it's already a time of Slicha Mechila. When it comes to Yom Kippur, it works with the Midah of Chesed, because on Yom Kippur, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do what he wants, Kaviyachal. And as a result, that's when it's manifest in the world, V'niska V'Hashem Levadeh. Says Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv, that's the Oymek over here. The Oymek is Vayere Vayibayke Yom Echad. That on the first day, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Echad. It's not Yom Rishon. It's Yom Echad. Why Yom Echad? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yachid by Lamai. That midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Echad, being Yachid by Lamai, that is something that's manifest every single year on one day. The world goes back to the status that it was in on the first day of the year, and the first day of creation. And that is Yom Echad, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yachid by Lamai. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do as he pleases, where there's no malachim, even the satan doesn't have an ability to be mekatering on that day. It's all 100% HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Yom Echad is Yom Echad Shenasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yom Echad Ezez, the Yom HaKippurim. It's a play on the Echad that Rashi brings in Chumash at the beginning of Parashas Bereishis. That state of Echad, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yachid by Lamai, that Yom Echad Gufa is what chazes itself over every single year. And it's not just, this is a Yom Echad, that's also another pshat in Yom Echad. No, the Yom Echad of the Ezez El Yom Kippur is the Yom Echad with the Tifkait of Ayer Vayetvayku Yom Echad that Rashi brings in the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, based on this Pnei Yeshua, that on Yom Kippur, the world is in a state of where it's V'niskav Hashem Levadim. Shmiyakev fears, oh, it's very geschmack. He says that there's one Masecht in Shas that talks about Yom Kippur, it's Masecht is Yuma. Now, Yuma means Yoima, right? Yoima, it means day, but it means day in Aramaic. Really, if you think about it, it should have been written in the Lashon HaKodesh. It's the Mishnah. Hayoim would be Yoima in Lashon Kodesh. Why is it Masechtas Yuma? So he says, we know the Malachim don't speak Aramaic. Could be there's a remnant here in the entire Masechtas Yuma. That Masechtas Yuma deals with Yom Kippur, it deals with the Avodah of Yom Kippur. This is a Yoim where no Malach has any Shlita. The Avodah of Yom Kippur as a day, it's a Yoim Echad, but it's Yoim Echad al-Derech Rashi in the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yachid by Lamai. So I was just thinking one Ha'ara, and that is that we know that Rizal said that Purim is Yom Kippurim. That there's some sort of connection between Purim and Yom Kippur. But not only is there a connection, he said that in a gewissem mos, to a certain degree, English, to Aramaic, to a certain degree, Purim is even greater than Yom Kippur. As if to say, Yom Kippurim is Yom Kippur, with the kaf adinyan. It's like Purim. On some level, Purim is more than Yom Kippur. How's that possible? So maybe you could say, you know, we've spoken about many times together in the daf, that we know that every single ummah, every nation, has its own sar that controls it. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bayru Manigas Olam. But at the same time, there's a system of how everything works. So you have Sari Shoraimi, and you have the Sari Parasamadai. Daniel saw all the Sarim and all these Malachim and all these Mazalos in his famous dream. But the point is that there are Sarim and Malachim that govern each individual nation. The only nation
that doesn't have a sar and a malach that controls it, that's Klal Yisrael. V'yisim li segula mikol ha'amim, ani Hashem elokeichem asher yitzeisi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim, li'o yislochem lo elokim. What do you mean? Hashem is everybody's elokim. No, li'o yislochem lo elokim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is of course the creator of the world, but Hashem also micromanages every detail of every single yid. That's li'o yislochem lo elokim, and that's something that only we have. So we're segula mikol ha'amim, we're different than all the nations of the world, because whereas all the nations of the world, everything works with a whole complex system of Sarim and Malachim, etc. But when it comes to us, it's going to be different. Stating that, Ramban says in his Pirush Al HaTorah, again, we've spoken about this so many times, but Ramban says in his Pirush Al HaTorah, that's only when the Yidden are living in Eretz Yisrael. But when the Yidden are in Chutz La'aretz, Kol Hador b'Chutz La'aretz, Doy Ma'kemisha Ein Le'Aleka. What does it mean, Doy Ma'kemisha Ein Le'Aleka? Because when we're in Chutz La'aretz, there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already works with a Malach. Who's the Malach? So we said it's the Malach Michael. But the point is it works, Mikael. But the point is it works with a Malach. Because when we're in Chutz La'aretz, then we're not Zoicha to have that special connection of a Yisam Lisagulam Mikol Amen. That's only when we're in Chutz La'aretz. So in Chutz La'aretz, there's a Hevdel. It's not this direct access that we have when we're in Eretz Yisrael. We know the Gemara says, Estim and Atar Minayin. The Gemara says, "Shenemar v'anoichi aster haster pone b'yemahu." And the Vilna Gaon in his Pirush and Esther left it says, "Ki adua that what's the oimik in the Gemara? Estim and Atar Minayin. Everything is merum is in the Torah. So Estim and Atar and why v'anoichi aster haster pone b'yemahu?" See, he says the Davar Nifla. We know that Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name is not mentioned anywhere in Megillas and Esther. And at first glance, it almost feels like that maybe it was just a bunch of coincidental events that took place in just perfect symmetry that resulted in a wonderful miracle where the Jews were able to be spared from this terrible gezeirah. But the emes is not that way. The emes, of course, is that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is not mentioned beforeish anywhere in the Megillah, but Beremiza, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hidden everywhere in the Megillah. And the truth is that that's a very important lesson. The lesson is that sometimes we don't feel like maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulling the strings and maybe he's not calling the shots, but it's a tois. Because even in a Hester Panim, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always the one that's drawing everything up, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's coordinating everything, and that's the oimik in the Gemara. Estimin at Torah minayin. How do you know that even in a zman of Hester Panim? How do you know even in a time where you don't see the Shem Havayah because it's not mefurish, it's not there? How do you know that even if you're in Shushan Abira and you have a Melech Paras Umaday, when the Yidden are in a bitter gullus with this tsaris and the world seems to be falling apart? How do you know that even then, Estimin at Torah minayin? How do you know even then that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really behind everything? And everything is happening from Hashem. The answer is Vanoichi Aster Aster Panim Beyemahu. That's where it's merumas. That even in a Hester Panim, there's going to be an Esther. And the story of Purim is our way of realizing that even in a zman of Hester Panim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still the one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still the one that's performing all the miracles. If that's the case, what's the takeaway of Purim? It's a great story. It's wonderful, and we have a yanta for it. But of course, Purim is something that was nichtav l'dayris because there's a lesson l'dayris, and the lesson Dairus is that even in a time of Hester Panim, there's still an Esther. That even where it looks like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maybe now behastara, I feel behastara should be toich hastara, it doesn't matter. It's still Esther. There's still the story of Esther, and you still have the miracles of Purim. Meaning, even though that when we're in Gaulis, says the Ramban, it's Doi Mekimishen Le'elika. Even though when we're in Gaulis, says the Ramban, it's not V'yisim Lisagulam Mikol Amin. It's not Li'o Yislochem Le'elikim. It's with the Malach Michael. But at the same time, even in Gaulis, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even in Gaulis, there's V'niska V'Hashem Levadai. Even in Gaulis, there's a concept of Einoid Milvadai. You don't see it. It's Doi Mekimishen Le'elika. But it's only daima kamisha ein le'elika. Right? The Gemara doesn't say kladar b'chutz la'aretz ein le'elika. What it says is daima kamisha ein le'elika. Why? Because you're in a hest upon him. So it's daima. You don't see anything. It's daima kamisha ein le'elika. You don't see the Shem Havayah. It's nowhere in the Megillah. But at the same time, if you look for it, you're going to find it. Of course it's all there. And the point is, it's only daima, but really everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's the case, so it comes out of Dovah Noira. Yom Kippur is the Yom Echad. What does it mean it's the Yom Echad? It's the one day of the year where it's the Niska of Hashem Levadai, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes back to the state of the first day of creation, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yachid by Lama. It's not Yom Rishon, it's really Yom Echad. But the truth is not only that one day. What's that one day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is V'niska V'Hashem Levadai, and now all of a sudden it's not V'niska V'Hashem Levadai? It's always V'niska V'Hashem Levadai. But now it's all Bahastara, because now there's Malachim, and now there's Koychavim, and now there's Mazalis, now there's a whole Shalsheles. What's the lesson that there's a one day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yachid Baylamay? That's Yom Kippur. What's the Makar? That even when we're in Golos, even when we're doing Mekamisha Ein Le'alekai, it's still V'niskav Hashem Levadoi. It's still Einoi Levadoi. That's Purim. What's a greater lesson? Purim. Thus Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim. Because Yom Kippur is the day where it's clear, where the Satan's not even Mekatrik, where we go back to the first day of creation, where it's Mamish Yachid Baylamay. Purim is the lesson that all 365 days, even the other 364, it's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Yachid Baylamay. He's masked. It's Esther Bonim. It's Vanoichi Aster Aster. But the lesson of Purim is on a higher level than the lesson of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is, that's the day where it's clear. Purim teaches me that even where it's not clear, even where it doesn't seem that way, but Vanoichi Aster Aster Ponim Vayemahu, in the greatest Astara, there's still an Aster. Either way, Zok, the Mishnah Vaita, Perik, Kisui, Hadam. A very geschmack of Perik. Zok, the Mishnah. So what's the Aloch of Kisui, Hadam? So, loosely translated, we'll see a lot of the details in the coming daffin, but the pasuk says, Ish, Ish, if somebody catches a chayo, oif, or a bird, what's notably omitted? A behemoth. So if somebody has a chaya or an oif, Hashayayachel has to be a kosher animal, shechted properly, the shafach has damai, the halach is v'kiso ba'ofer. You have to take the blood and you have to cover it. So yet, there's a mitzvah to cover the blood. We're dealing with behemoth chulin, as we'll see in the Mishnah. So a chaya or an oif of chulin, the halach is after you shecht it, there's a mitzvah of kisei adam. This halacha does not relate to a behemoth. Zok the mishnah kisei adam noig ba'aretz v'chutz la'aretz. It's true for Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz b'fnei habayis, shalei b'fnei habayis. It's nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. B'chulin, it's only noig b'chulin, avo lei b'mikdashim. So that's in contrast to Yosef Ez Benoi, the previous parak, which said b'chulin u'b'mikdashim. Thus we had a whole mishnah of all the different scenarios. When it comes to kisei adam, it's only b'chulin not b'mikdashim. Noig b'chaya u'b'oif. It's like the chayv oif. The pasuk says chay and oif. It's whether this chay and oif was mezumin, meaning it's living in your house, or if it's ain't mezumin. This is in contrast to shiluach hakan, that only noyeg if it was ain't mezumin ki kare. The pasuk says the noyeg bekvi. What's that? Mipnei shehu safik, because at the very least it's a safik chayo. So you have to do kisei adam. The ain shoych the. You're not a shechta kfi on yantif. If you do, you can't do kisi adam. Why can't you shecht it? Because maybe it's a behemoth, and if it's a behemoth, you won't be able to do kisi adam. But then again, maybe it's a chay, you will have to do kisi adam. But since you don't know if it's a behemoth or a chay, you can't do kisi adam. Thus, you might be mevata the mitzvah. What if you did shecht it? The Gemara explained this in very great detail in the previous parak. Either way, zok the Gemara. Mukdashim my time alois. And Rishon said kisi adam is only noyig by a chayor and oif of chulin. It's not noyig by a chayor oif of kachem. Why not? And really, the kasha is from oif. Chata sa oif or an oil sa oif. Why is there no mitzvah of kisei adam? Says Rabbi Mishnah Rab Zera. Is it because Rab Zera? Don't Rab Zera. Easy Gemara. Sheikh Tzok Sheitan off of the mat of the mind. When you do kisei adam, you have to make sure that there's offer underneath the dam and there's offer on top of the dam. She nemar as the pasuk says, v'shafach es damoy v'chiseu be'offer. Offer loy nemar elo be'offer. It says in the Torah v'chiseu be'offer. It's be, not be. Be'offer. Malamid, you learn from there. Sheikh Tzok Sheitan off of the mat of the mind. V'chol ayefsher. How are you going to put offer lamalo v'offer lamato with the chatasoy for the oil soy? Why not? Because what do you do with the dam of the chatas of the oil soif? It goes on the mizbeach, right? The Torah says you have to put the dam on the mizbeach. So once the dam is on the mizbeach, how are you going to do kisei adam? Now, there's no problem to put the offer on top of the dam. The problem is on bottom of it. Why? Because, hey, chilav, leisef, vilevatle, should you put offer on the mizbeach and then leave it there? Kamoisev abinyin. You're adding to the mizbeach. We know the dimensions of the mizbeach was very precise. And as a result, you can't just add a layer. You can't add a tefach. So if you're going to put offer and leave it there, it's going to be a problem. Like levatle, maybe put offer there and have in mind that you're going to take it away. Kavi chatzitzo. Then it's a chatzitzo. Because if you didn't have in mind to be mevatel the offer on the mizbeach, you plan on removing it. That means if the dam now landed on the mizbeach, meaning on the offer that's on the mizbeach, it never really landed on the mizbeach. Because that offer that's on top of the mizbeach is a chatzitza, says the Gemara. Therefore, it's not possible. And being that it's not possible, so you have no way to do kisei adam. So it's a technical problem. Meaning, really, there should be kisei adam by an oif of kachim. Why not? It's a technicality, but the Gemara says why. Nehida lemato loy efsher, lemaila efsher. Why can't you at the very least just do kisui
on top. Liavet kisui. Meaning, and even though the katchila it says be offer, which means you're supposed to put offer lamata and offer lamalo, but miloi tanya, didn't we learn in a brisa? Rabbi Yoinus and Ben Yosef Omer, shachet chay vacha shachet behemah. If somebody shachet chay, then he shachet behemah. Potter, milachaso is, there's no kisei adam, because the dam behemah is already covering the dam chaya. So there's no way now to cover it. Shachet chay vacha shachet behemah, if you shachet a... Yeah, behemah vacha chaya, but if you first shachet behemah, then you shachet a chaya, chayv lechazo is... There is a mitzvah kisoy, even though the dam chaya is on top of the dam behemah, which means there's no way to do the kisoy be'ofar, because you can't put ofar lamata, because it's on top of dam behemah, doesn't matter. B'di'evet, it's okay to put ofar lamayla. So the Gemara's kash is, why is there no mitzvah kisoy adam when it comes to b'chatos evin oil soy? Because there's no way to do ofar lamata. Ofar lamayla you can do. Ofar lamata. Why? If you're going to leave the ofar lamata, if you're going to remove it, it's a chatzitza. That means the dam never went on the mizbeach. What's the problem? Just forget the whole offer lamata. You don't need it. It's truly katchila, but it's a mefurish abraisam. You like Tanya? It's Rabbi Yonis ben Yosef already said that the whole offer lamata is only a katchila. It's okay, so you won't have the katchila. But the evidence certainly okay. Zokti Gemara kider Rav Zeira. The answer is Rav Zeira. Dam Rav Zeira said kol rei labi la makevus. But choshe rei labi la makevus. But Rav Zeira said this with regards to menachas. But this is a principle that Rav Zeira said that it's true. Sometimes you find things that are not ma'akev, but at least what is ma'akev that you could have, would have, should have done it. So it's not ma'akev to be able to mix the mincha, right? Bila with a mincha, belila is not ma'akev, but it has to be roi labila. So if you have a mincha that's impossible to mish, that's a psul. So too, it's true, says the Gemara, that it's not ma'akev to put off of lamata, but it's ma'akev that you should be able to have a way to put off of lamata. And with dam kachim, there is no way to have dam lamata. As a result, it's not going to be possible to do kiseh dam. Frank the Gemara, what's the big deal? Why can you take all the dam, put it on the mizbeach? Forget about kiseh dam. Do a regular hazah, mitzui, whatever you're supposed to do with a chata zoif and an oila sadoif. After the dam is on the mizbeach, scrape the dam off the mizbeach, and then velichsi, and then cover it. Put offer on the mizbeach, or put offer anywhere, it doesn't even matter. Just do the hazah first. Why can't I first do the hazah, then remove the dam, and after I remove the dam, do a proper kisui? Miloi tnah, this is also a mishnah. Isn't there a mefurish a mishnah, the kamon peizayin amidbeis, dam anites, v'shal asakin chayv l'chasois, that when you shecht a chay, a regular chay, not kachim, pulin, you shecht an animal, and there's a little bit of dam on the knife, you have to remove the dam, you scrape it off the knife, and do kisui. So you see, scraping dam is not a stira to the halach of kisei dam. So why is there a problem to do kisei dam with behemoth, with an oif of kach, and chatas oif ha'ilas oif? The issue is, how are you doing the hazah? It's not an issue. Do the hazah gizint dahart. Do it, follow all the protocols of perik chatas oif, work it all out. But at the same time, after you do the hazah and the mitzvah, you remove the dam, and after you remove the dam, do the kisui. You're going to tell me, mecha tasty, I could still do kisui by scratching dam? Yeah, every time you have the dam on the sakin, you scrape the dam off the sakin, and then you do the chisui. So freak the Gemara, hachinami nigra v'nichsile. So the Gemara says, kachim izbech, hachinami. If the Mishnah was talking about kachim izbech, it'd be right. Hachamai eskino, when the Mishnah says that there's no kisei dam u'mikdashim, it's not referring to kachim izbech, but rather, b'kachim bedek habayis. It's discussing kachim bedek habayis. What does that mean? So that already will segue into the next stash, Be'ezus Hashem, and we will stop here.